This is not what you signed up for this morning. I agree, but this is good. Okay. This is Jesus and the miraculous catch of fish. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. But it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out fishing," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go out with you." So they went out and got into the boat. They're old people. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net." This is so good. "On the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. So many fish. When the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord," as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. It was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Stand and will what it means for us. We have some coloring over here for little ones if they want to color away and think about the passage there as well. Now, when you look at this passage of Peter and the boat jumping ashore, and you read the commentaries on this, they love to make certain assumptions about the facts in the story, like the number of fish means something, or the size of the boat is important, or what Jesus is cooking. And these are the things, these little kind of details of minutiae they get into. But I want to think about a broader sense, and I want it to be a story about Peter. You know, we've been through all this summer, been at our all-age services, been St. Mary's by the Sea, and Peter is someone who would have been by the sea his whole life. He would have been somebody that was born into a fishing family, and he would have been expected to fish and be a fisherman his whole life. But if you think right back to when Jesus first comes on the scene, he comes and he calls Peter. He calls him away from being a fisherman. He says, "Come and follow me." This relationship would have been revolutionary for Peter to have looked in Jesus' eyes and given up what would have been his career, the thing he was born into, to go and follow him. And what an adventure he had. His whole vocation was changed by Jesus. And as they walked days and years together, he would have seen miracles happen. He would have seen bread multiplied into baskets and loads of bread. He would have seen fish enough to feed everyone with some left over. Peter would have climbed the mountain with Jesus and others and would have seen the transfiguration. He would have seen Jesus glowing. What is happening here? We have Peter in a boat seeing Jesus walking on water. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. And Peter even stepping out of the boat, stepping out in faith, doing things he never would have thought he could do to come to Jesus. We see Peter declaring, "You are God," beginning to catch this, that Jesus is more than just a rabbi or a good teacher. The seeds being planted and his eyes beginning to open. This could be God among us. All of these steps, all of these things we see Peter developing, it would have changed who he was. But then we see Peter as well in a court by a fire. And we see Jesus a ways off. And someone comes to Peter and says, don't you know Jesus? He says, I never knew Jesus. The one that he had walked with, the one that had called him, the one who had been with him closer than a brother, his inner core, he looks and he denies Jesus. And then he does it again and again. This wound would have been so deep in Peter to see Jesus on that cross, to see him dead, the one that he walked with, the one he followed, knowing that he carries the weight of rejection, that here he carries the wound of denying and turning his face away from the one he loves, the one he knows, the one who believed in him. In that boat, he carries that wound. So what do you do after, what does he do after something like that? He didn't continue to be a disciple of Jesus who died. He went back to work. He went back to fishing. He took that wound with him back to that boat, thinking, if maybe I'll just go back to what I know and that wound, that deep cut, that hurt. If I just work hard enough, it'll go away. Maybe I'll forget about it. Maybe those years with Jesus were a time unto themselves, and now I'll just go back to what I know. I'm a fisherman, and that's who I am again. I'm just going to fish. I'm going to move on. This is what he carries, but his fishing isn't the same. This master fisherman, he can't catch everything. Life is not normal, not when he carries that pain. So imagine that. Imagine that darkness that he is in, emotionally, physically. They're out all night, catching nothing. And then he sees Jesus on the shore, the one who he had hurt and rejected, the one who he had turned away from. He sees the one person he really wants to talk to, and he throws himself out of that boat because he's got a second chance. He's got an opportunity to get rid of that wound and to find healing, to find a new way of living. And he throws himself in that water and he swims to shore because redemption is on the beach that morning. Reconciliation, what is broken can be made whole, can be fixed. And that's what's at the core of this story. Not the number of fish or the side. It's someone who's been broken, who's been cast out, being able to come back around table and find healing and wholeness again. We're going to worship now, and in a moment we're going to give ourselves and think about what that means for us and the wounds that we carry.
Let's stand together. This song is a reminder that no matter where we are, what place we're in,